Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. And Wendy in East Rockaway, New York. Hey, Wendy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Sure. Love your show. I learned so much. It's my first time calling. I'm a little nervous. Just about the Facebook ads, I was thinking that Trump seemed to jump around with his statements at his rallies and all the interviews over the past couple of years. Maybe he was creating sound bites to target different people.
Hmm. Yeah, it's entirely possible. Bannon or whoever was running the campaign could have said, you know, we really need you to say, you know, like, in Charlottesburg, there's some very fine people. They turn that into a little ad and just send it out to the white racists, you know, and they're the
exactly.
only ones who ever
He's
see
a
it.
Performer.
If yeah, but the big point that I'm making, Wendy, and I think you're speaking to this, is that if we don't all, as a society, if everybody doesn't see the argument that is being made on behalf of a campaign or a candidate or a position, if everybody doesn't see it, but only selective people who tend to agree with it see it, then, or disagree with it in the case of, you know, sending out bad information about Nancy Pelosi or something, if only portions of our population are, quote, informed, then you have this atomization, this breaking apart, this scattering apart of our political consensus. We are no longer all operating out of the same database, the same set of shared facts. We have literally different facts. And
it's a form of divide and conquer almost.
Not almost. It is the essence of divide and conquer. It is the most effective way to divide and conquer us. And that's exactly what Bannon and Cambridge Analytica and Facebook and all these groups have succeeded in doing. Whether that was their intent from the get-go or not, you know, I can't say, but it, you know, it certainly looks like winning an election was their intent, and they pulled it off. And this, you know,
Facebook is very, very dangerous. It's just got no rules, and I think that it can be used for terrible things.
Yeah.
It's not just for sharing family photos. It's got way too much power. It can reach people in sinister ways, I guess.
I agree, and I think for Facebook's own protection, they should be reaching out and saying, we need some common sense regulations. You know, I've got a cough. Pardon me. When Monsanto developed genetically modified organisms back during the 80s, the George Herbert Walker Bush was president at the time. Was vice president at the time. It was in the last 2 years of the Reagan administration. And there were literally no rules regulating GMOs. And so Monsanto went to the Reagan administration, specifically they went through the office of George Herbert Walker Bush, the vice president, and they said, we would like regulations for GMOs. And the reason that they wanted the regulations, number one, they made it explicitly legalized GMOs. Number two, if it was regulated in a way that a big company like Monsanto could deal with, but a small startup company didn't have the resources to deal with, it would essentially give them the opportunity to lock in the market. Number three, it would diminish the growing cry from consumers of what the hell is this stuff, you know, Frankenfoods and all this kind of stuff. And they'd be able to say, no, this is legitimate. The federal government recognizes this. George Herbert Walker Bush went along with that, and Monsanto got the regulations that they wanted, and the world got GMOs. Well, I'm suggesting slightly reversing that. The world already has social media. But social media, if I was advising this company, this corporation, I would tell them, look out, because you're going to have a dozen different countries with a dozen different ideas of what regulation of social media should look like. I mean, Facebook has already wildly censored themselves on behalf of China. And most of these, right. Apple's doing the same thing, Google's doing the same thing. Everybody is bowing down and kissing the feet of the dictator and, you know, the new president for life, President Xi in China. But here in the United States and in the European Union and in other advanced democracies around the world, you're going to have countries that are going to be coming in and saying, we're going to regulate you. And I think they would be wise to get ahead of it and come up with a set of rules that ensure transparency and that put them in the world of media with the kind of transparency requirements that radio, television, newspapers, and magazines have voluntarily from the get-go and head off this thing, because it's going to bite them in the butt big time and hurt their stock prices if they don't.
Absolutely, and they have an opportunity to say that they're protecting free speech at the same time. And
yep.
So they could really do a good service to everyone also.
Yeah, if they got ahead of it and did it right, it would be both a good business decision and it would be good socially. But right now, I think you're right. The way that Facebook has been, the way that people like Cambridge and whatnot have figured out to manipulate the data that they can get from Facebook, and is so insidious, so deep, so subtle, and so powerful that it just can no longer be unregulated. It's just the case. Wendy, thank you for the call. Well said. John in Waynesville, North Carolina, listening to us on AM 880. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how's it going? I love
Good.
Your show.
Thank you.
Listen, I watched a documentary that you narrated called Heist, Who
yeah.
Stole the American Dream. I was so inspired by the documentary. It informed me of this whole agenda. And I recently watched another documentary that unfortunately you did not narrate. However, it is incredibly informative. It's called Trumpian Democracy, and it really covers the whole Cambridge Analytica topic in depth and the Mercer's role. I have always been inspired by documentaries going back to Michael Moore or other documentarians that have really exposed the truth, and I think people need to go to this documentary. I'm not involved in it.
Where is it available? Is it Netflix?
It's streaming on Vimeo. You can stream it for about $3. That's what I did. I watched it about 6 months ago, and it blew my mind. It's all about the Mercer family. It's all about Steve Bannon, Breitbart, and more, you know, topically Cambridge Analytica. It's literally an earth-shattering documentary, very well done. Again, I think any documentary that reveals truth is worth a couple of bucks.
Yeah, I agree. So, I agree. Well, thank you for that, John. Thanks for the heads up. Again, where was Heist available, first of all?
I have a DVD in front of me.
Actually
worked with the director, Ms. Causey, and...
Right.
Screened it in Western North Carolina, and I would suggest that any of your listeners do the same for any documentary that they find to be informative. You can rent the library generally for free. That's what I did in Asheville, North Carolina. I had about 50 people show up for a heist, and all of them were moved by it, and hopefully that, you know, resonated through their communities.
That's great. And then the name of the other documentary that you were talking about that you watched on Vimeo that was about Cambridge? What was
and
the name
it's
of that?
Called Trumping Democracy.
Trumping, T-R-U-M-P-I-N-G?
T-R-U-M-P-I-N-G Democracy.
Okay,
and
great.
It's on Vimeo. Highly recommended.
Great. John, thank you very much. A great, great growing database here of the mind hive, or the hive mind of the Tom Hartman program, all of us together here. Sereno in West Haven, Connecticut. Am I saying your name right?
Yes.
Hey, thank you're on the air.
For taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, and I don't know the exact answer for this, so I'm going to bounce it off you and see if you can help me out. Whenever I read an article from a website, say like Alternet, and if it has a link to a YouTube video, the video is great, it corresponds with the article, but then if you look over to your right and look at other suggested videos, it's always stacked with very vile and negative videos that are practically the exact opposite of whatever the video you just saw was. And it's something that started a couple of years ago that I noticed, but nowadays, like if you ever try to search for a Black Lives Matter video, or if you try to search for a progressive video on YouTube, unless you have a direct link from a source that then vetted, the result that you churn up are the exact opposite of what you were looking for.
Well, it depends. Serena, what you're discovering and describing has to do with browser histories and cookies. When I was doing the TV show on RT, we had two staff writers who, you know, because every word you say on television has to be written down and put in a teleprompter, whereas here on radio, I'm my own writer. But we had two guys, Nate and Troy, whose job every day was to, you know, go through the news and put things together and look at lots and lots of research, and you know, we would collectively come up with the topics and they would write stuff up. And they could both look at the same YouTube, for example, and this isn't limited to YouTube, by the way. The same thing happens with regard to Google searches and other things. They could both look at the same YouTube and they would have different recommendations. And we ultimately figured out that, like, you know, one of these two guys, one of their main beats was the right wing, and they were spending a lot of time on Reddit reading the right wing boards and stormfront.org, you know, the Nazi site and things like that. And he was always getting Nazi videos thrown at him. And, you know, I mean, it was research he was doing for our show. And the other guy was getting, puppy videos or something. And YouTube is owned by Google, and Google owns Chrome. And so if you use the Chrome browser somewhere, I can't say for sure, but it wouldn't surprise me if even your browsing history influences which YouTubes are being recommended to you. Does that make sense?
Well, sort of, because, you know, I'm not looking for Stormfront videos, and I'm not looking for alt-right videos. I'm looking more from the progressive side of things. I'm also looking more from the Democratic side of things. And what I've noticed is I'm getting all of those types of videos.
That's interesting.
When I'm searching for what
I wonder if they're promoted. I mean, we have an account on YouTube, and we can go in and promote a video, and it pops up then as one of those recommended if you pay to promote it. And I wonder if the right is saying promote these to people who are on the. I just don't know, Serena. Again, this is where we need more transparency in these things. Well, I was on Fox so-called News over the weekend and dropped the Trump crime family meme on them. They seemed rather freaked out. We'll be talking about that. Congressman Ro Khanna on for a full hour, taking your calls in today's program. A great rising star in the Democratic Party out of California. And an extraordinary news day, so check it out. The entire show, all 3 hours, commercial-free, is available as a podcast over at tomhartmann.com. You could listen to on whatever device you want. And, of course, check out specific clips of the show right here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.